How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I want to take on a topic that is so diverse that I don't know if I can cover all the angles. I kind of look at it like it's a star. There's like 5 points of interest. And the longer I looked at the idea, the more ideas that I got to speak about, the more things I thought that was relevant to this whole issue. And the issue I'm talking about is the Donald Trump phenomenon and how he has come in and completely taken over. And I mean, where do you start on something like this? This is a phenomenon. It's just unbelievable. And as I sit back and I watch now, I remember how I felt over the last 8 years as Obama just did everything almost against the law with executive approval to executive approval, no Congress acting, no bills being passed, no budget, no nothing, just hacking the living bejeebers out of our American lifestyle. And now Trump is taking all that stuff back. And boy, are the people out there irritated, upset, you know, venomous that, hey, we were going to live as a liberal society, a socialistic society. We were going that direction. I guess they call it a progressive society. And Trump just ripped the mat out from underneath of them. And what's interesting about this and what I think we can learn from all this is many things, but I think the most important one is how bold action creates bold results. And I'm sitting here thinking about this, and it got me so interested about how did he do this? What is it about this guy's personality that pulled this thing off? And so I decided that I was going to go watch his Celebrity Apprentice show because he became president, they put it back on like a special event, you know, I forgot what they're calling it, but they're running the first season through as a special event, a rerun type of deal. And you know, I thought, you know what? It's worth taking a look at this thing. I want to see what this is all about because I never watched it. I'm not into that type of a situation. I think I watched it once, maybe when it was, you know, a couple years ago, and I turned it off. I go, this is ridiculous. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But I sat down with the intention this time to look into what was really going on and what we could learn about President Trump and his way of thinking and his way of getting things done. And I found it very, very interesting, to be honest with you, as I watched this show, because the show, especially the Celebrity Apprentice, is really, it's really a geeky show because you've got people on there that are already celebrities, all acting like whimpering little, slobbing little fools, crying and whimpering and fighting with each other over trying to get a job. and or keep a job to keep from getting fired. Now, obviously, these guys are doing it for celebrity or for their charity. They make money. They get to give money to their charity. But I think that in itself is disingenuous, because if these guys are as rich as they really play out that they are, they're really as famous and have as much celebrity as they say they have, then they've got enough to donate $20,000 of their own money to a charity, right? But they don't want to donate their own money to a charity. They want to go do something stupid like this to give their charity money, which in itself to me makes the charity concept in this thing all disingenuous anyway. You know, when people say I'm going to go play a game and become a star on TV and invoke my stardom and put myself out there in the public to get myself more notoriety to win money for a charity, that just doesn't seem like charity work to me. I don't know why. But I digress. That's just one little thing. Like I said, I saw a thousand things, at least five major points in this thing that really attracted my attention to it. So, you know, the celebrity aspect of it was interesting. As you go down the line of the celebrity aspect, you really what's interesting is, as a side note, this isn't really even where I'm going, but just a side note, it was how dumb some of these celebrities are and how brilliant some of these celebrities are. You know, it's interesting, you see a person that does one thing to become a celebrity, and then you get them in this boardroom situation, in these teams, and trying to get something done. And it's interesting how some people really have a robust amount of information and talent, and other people, they're just dead. They're just dumb as a rock, and they make bad decisions, if no decisions. Some of them can't even work in a group. Some of them are so arrogant, egotistical, they can't even get along with anybody. Just weird stuff. It's just unbelievable to watch. But that did surprise me, you know, that some of the people that I would have thought were really goofy, you know, like there's one guy that comes on there, and, you know, he is a homosexual gay man, and he acts out like that. That's his shtick, to be just as crazy as he can be. Yet at the same time, the guy's pretty sharp, and he put together some good stuff. And then there's other guys you think would be sharp, people that were producers of TV shows, production people, and they can't think on their feet. It's just a job to them. They're not any good at it. So that was all interesting, but that has really nothing to do about today's talk. Today's talk is about what you can learn by this show and by the way Donald Trump does things, because it's very interesting. If you watch the show, Donald, either because he did it in his business, and when the show first started, before it was a celebrity show, it was about getting a job working for Donald Trump's organization. If you won the season, you'd get a job that paid $250,000 a year. And he was looking for apprentices, someone he could grow in his company to move up through his ranks. And that was pretty ingenuine. I think that's pretty genuine. I was going to make up a word there. Didn't need to, but it's very genuine. You know, those guys were really trying to get a job. But, you know, the celebrity one's pretty disingenuous when it comes down to it. So you look at this thing and say, what is it Donald Trump is looking for in these people? As he goes through each week and gives each team a project to do, to go do something that would enhance a business in most cases or a brand. And he's looking to build in these people, build out in these people, their ability to put together a creative product, an organization, to be able to team build and time manage with people, delegation, he's looking at delegation skills, marketing skills, sales skills, raising capital. They do a bunch of raising capital situations also. And so I started looking at this and going, you know, here's an interesting point. Those are the skill sets necessary to be successful in business. They truly are. He is truly, you know, grading them on the skill sets necessary to be able to run a company. And when you look at it that way, and you don't look at it as a TV reality show, and you really look at what they're being asked to do, those really are important skill sets that he's working on. I mean, it all starts out with creativity. They give him an idea, say, okay, here, go figure this out. And somebody has to be creative enough to get it done, to figure out what would work. Then somebody has to organize that and say, okay, we're going to get this done. Now we have an idea. We've got to get it done. And we've got to get it done in a very timely manner, right? So we're going to build a team and delegate the skills or delegate the responsibilities out so we can get the job done in a timely manner. We are going to figure out what it's going to take to market whatever it is we're doing to Donald Trump, to the judges. We're going to sell, because that's what one of the skill sets are in there, is you have to sell your product. If you create a product, you've got to sell it. And a lot of times they're raising, they did some of these things where they raise money for charity, but it's no different than raising capital. You got to get out there and get people to believe in what you're doing and get them to give you their money. So as I look at all these skill sets and I'm thinking to myself, these are exactly the skill sets that we would look to teach to an entrepreneur, we'd like to see in an entrepreneur. Somebody out there that would like to go start their own business. Right? And you look at that and you think, wow, if this is really what Donald Trump is all about, then you look at this first 100 days of Donald Trump and you go, this guy is going to blow and go. He's just going to get it done, because he's talking about finding the right people that can build the team, that can get the stuff done that needs to get done, and get it done in a timely fashion. If they can't do it, he's not afraid to get rid of somebody and bring somebody else in. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal skill set for being the top of an organization. But when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about why we need to look at that from a completely different point of view. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you, it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing Donald Trump's results, his show, The Celebrity Apprentice and The Apprentice, and what thoughts that I had that might make sense to us as just average Joes out here as to what we can learn from this situation. And I brought up in the first segment that if you look at Donald Trump's style and what his show is all about, it's figure out what the problem is, solve that problem immediately. And, you know, if you look back and read any of his books, I've read three or four of his books, and then I've read a couple books that were written about him, which are not as flattering as the books he writes about himself. But still, you cross-check the facts between the two different versions of what went on. And the one thing Donald Trump does seem to do is get things done. Now, sometimes he gets the wrong things done, but he seems to bull his way through everything he does. But when you watch the show, you watch it multiple shows in a row, what you'll see is that they're striving for the same thing. They're giving them a problem. They're using the team's creativity to solve the problem, the team's organization to get it done, to get it all complete in a very short period of time. And Donald's all about time. You got to get it done and get it done on budget and in time. He talks about that all the time. He talks about building a team that you can trust around you. He talks about delegation of the work, time management to get it done timely, marketing and sales, and raising capital. My friends, these are all of the things that we do and we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. This is what we do when we are entrepreneurs. And so what is it that I find disheartening about this show? These are really good skill sets. Now that I look past it just being, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, whatever they call it, reality show, and I look past it being celebrities, when you really look deep into the show, I can see why it went 14 seasons, because there's really something there. Deep down inside of the show is something about getting stuff done. But, and this is a giant but, and it's a but, and you know what they say, whenever you hear the word but in a sentence, everything you just said before that means nothing. So to say that the show is interesting and insightful, but what was the insight I had? The insight was this. It was exactly like working in a company. Every single day or week or month or quarter, they give you a challenge that they have no answer to. They want it fixed. You go in, you use up your personal creativity, your time, your effort, your energy, all of your skill sets, and you accomplish the task. And what's interesting is if you don't accomplish the task, they fire you. Right? So, okay, that's fine. But let's look at the metaphor behind the show. everybody eventually gets fired. I mean, think about it for a second. Think clearly about what happens. Each week, starting with 16 contestants, they fire one person from the losing team, and they keep doing that until there's nobody left. Now think about your company. When I worked in corporate America, the same thing happened. They would just keep firing people and hiring people and firing people and hiring people. And as long as you succeeded, you would move up the ladder. But the second you didn't succeed, you'd be gone. They would throw the ladder out from underneath of you. But what was interesting is that the challenges would always be elevated. In corporate America, if you can accomplish a task that's a 5, they're going to give you a 6. When you accomplish a 6, they're going to give you a 7. Now, you might be a darn good 7 employee out there, and you can do it, but they promote to the Peter principle, promote to the point where someone's totally ineffective, and they lose people. And I said when I was working in corporate America, if I ever owned my own company, I was not going to promote to the point of total uselessness. And so I and my companies have this concept. You're hired for a job that is your job. The job doesn't have promotional opportunities. The job doesn't have raise opportunities. The job is a job. When you no longer want to do that job, then you go find another job. But this job is no guarantee for the next job. But at the same time, if you do this job correctly, you can have it as long as you want to do it correctly. So if you're a darn good 7 or a darn good 5, I want to keep you on my team in the 5 position or the 7 position. I'm not going to try to take that 7 and make it an 8, 9, or 10. And that's what people do all the time. My boss used to talk to me about it. He says, Del, the problem is you're trying to put a plow horse in a race, or a racehorse on a plow. If you do either, you're going to kill them, right? You have to put a plow horse on a plow and let him just plod along. He's strong. He'll get it done. He'll come in every day and do his work out in the field. Just let him go home, but don't move him too fast. Same thing with a racehorse. Don't make a racehorse work its butt off. Let it get out there and run. Go accomplish something, kill something, sell something, and then let it rest. Because that's the way racehorses are. It's 1,000 miles an hour and then stop. And if you try to turn that racehorse into a plod, try to get it to plod along, you'll kill it or you'll break its spirit, both of which are not good things. So my friends, this is what's wrong with this show, because it's not wrong with the show, it's wrong with life itself. Why is it that when you go out there and you give your best in corporate America, they still find a way to mess with you? Now, let's turn that on its heels and let's bring it back full circle. What if you used these very same skill sets that Donald Trump is developing or is looking for, and you use them to build your own company? You wouldn't come back every episode in your life and have someone go, you know what, I'm testing you again, you're fired. You lose everything. You could build a base of sustainability, a set of properties that pay all your bills. And then if you wanted to stick your toe out there in the water and try to be an 8, you can try it, but without the risk of losing everything, because you got a good solid 7 life going on. Instead of trying to go up to that 8 and leaving the 7 behind and failing at 8 and getting thrown back down on the sidewalk. And then no one wanting to hire you because they don't want to hire in a 7 that's equal to them. And you're overqualified to be a 4 or a 3. This is the problem, my friends. This is why you need to look into entrepreneurialism so that you can build your life for you and your family, not for some rich guy who owns a company, right, that is going to fire you at some point along the line. Because you couldn't go from a 7 to an 8. Enough is never enough in corporate America. We take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
We know you're out there hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life. At Lifestyles Unlimited, it's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been covering just some thoughts that I had on the Donald Trump show, The Celebrity Apprentice, and how Donald Trump is, taken to running this country so far with a lot of action, you know, getting things done, getting them done now. Getting rid of people who won't get them done. And I think it's kind of interesting. I like to sit back. I don't believe government changes lives in that the quality of your life can still be maintained by you, even if the government changes. So when Barack Obama was elected, I didn't sweat it. And I sat back and watched how our country was torn left, or that's not even a word, pushed to the left farther and farther and farther. And, it was uncomfortable seeing the world that I grew up in and you grew up in change so radically to where we couldn't even politically speak, you know, because of political correctness, couldn't even say things anymore. It got so ridiculous that, you know, there is no news anymore. There's just political, you know, banter on TV and radio and stuff. So that's really uncomfortable. The racial divide got farther apart. So now you got Trump coming in. He's going to do his thing, and we'll see what comes out of it. But one thing I do like is he's getting it done. He's getting it done right up front. And, people don't like that. You're talking polarizing effects, changing things that, you know, 50% of the people want to be liberal, 50% of the people want to be conservative. There's some small part in between there that goes back and forth on a whim, you know, like 10%. There's like 40 and 40 that are never going to change, and there's 10% that goes back and forth by how much they hate the person that's in control, if you really think about that. It's what it comes down to. It's not how much they love the person that's in control. It's how much they hate the person in control, and they vote that person out and vote somebody different in. And that's pretty much what goes on. But the rest of us, what do? Well, we live a life of quiet desperation. We sit out here and watch and wonder, you know, what is it going to mean for Donald Trump's presidency? What is it going to mean to my family, to me? And what can I do about it? And that is pervasive out there, folks. You know, I go around, I talk to people. Went down to the NFL Super Bowl setup the other day and just talked to people. And it's amazing how people just, they're oblivious to the world. They're living for their day-to-day desperate little crumb to get by on. And the reality is that if you would use these skill sets that Donald Trump's talking about, you could, with a correct map, and that's what it takes, is a map. That's what we provide, is one map, our map, that people are using to go out there and become successful. So I'm going to go to the mailbag here for a second, and I want to share with you just a few emails here that bring up some interesting points. One of them says, I've written you a few times in the past. I'm having a few struggles in my life and living in quiet desperation. With that said, your podcasts are helping me grow. Each time I listen to your message, you seem to pick topics that hit me right between the eyes. I will put this quiet desperation in my past, but for now, I'm on the journey. I have two good legs, arms, hands, and so I can make this happen. I appreciate your message and thought it was important that you knew. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm not going to share your name because you're in quiet desperation, but I appreciate the conversation. The point I want to make from that email is that, hey, he's admitting it, you know? How many of you out there right now, even though you're doing well, you've got a good job, you're making good money, you've got a family, get up in the morning and go, my God, when is it all going to change? You know? When is it all going to change? That's what I want to know. It's just quiet desperation. For those of you out there that can hear this, this is really hilarious. I got this big giant tomcat that follows me around everywhere I go. He just adopted the house, and he's in here with me in the studio. And all of a sudden, he decided he wanted to get out. So if you're hearing some crazy meows in the back, that's just my cat going crazy. And I'm sure eventually he'll get enough attention, somebody to come let him out if we don't get to another break. I got another email to show you, to share with you a bit of difference, all right? This is an interestingly different email. Let me read this to you. It says, question, Del. I just wanted to drop a note to advise you of my experience with passive real estate investing. Today, my wife and I have 14 properties made up of one fourplex, two duplexes, six single families. We began our journey 3 years ago after going to Lifestyle Seminar in San Antonio and subsequently joining. The properties are all well positioned, averaging 21 to 25% cash on cash when we required. The cash flow is nice, but the secondary to benefits the venture has provided. My wife and I have been married 30 years and raised four children. At this stage in our life as empty nesters, the real estate venture has given us a new common interest we can do together, which we both enjoy very much. Additionally, our grown children are learning how to passive income really works and are very intrigued. These benefits to me are an additional bonus superseding handsome monetary rewards. I have a corporate job I enjoy very much, and I'm not planning on retiring for many years. So, my friend, you think about this right here. Here's a guy. He's now got 14 properties producing 21 to 25% returns, right? And he's still got a job. He's very, very happily married for 30 years. And he's got all this stuff in his life now, all this interesting stuff in his life. He has taken control of his life. Now, he's not getting up and going to work every day in corporate America because he has to anymore. He's going there because he enjoys his job. That's a completely different type of thing. I remember once I came back after I knew that I didn't have to work all the time anymore, and I just sort of let my boss know that, hey, I'm only going to work 4 days a week, and I'm only going to work at stuff I like to do, and I'm not going to put up with your pressure anymore. In fact, I remember one time, right before I quit, a guy called me up on the phone and started nagging me, and I put the phone in the drawer and just walked away. Came back 30 minutes later, still there, nagging, didn't even know I was gone. And I realized at that point that these guys don't care. They have no idea what they're doing. They're not the creators. They're not the creative. They're not the go-getters. They're the pushers. And the pushers don't make things happen. The people that make things happen are people like ourselves, who get up and go to work and make it happen. Now, what I want you to understand is that you can put together an industry, a business, a product that you don't have to work in. You can get other people that are willing to work in your businesses for you, and then you don't have to do it. And you say, well, Del, isn't that disingenuous, counterintuitive? Shouldn't I want to save everybody's life? No. There's two types of people in this world, those who want to work and those who want to let them. What you can do is be this boss that Donald Trump is looking for in The Apprentice. You can be this person that hires wisely, keeps his employees where they should be, doesn't try to overwork them, doesn't try to move them into jobs they don't have the skill sets for simply because either they're pushing for promotion or they're pushing for a raise or you're too lazy to hire someone above them. You fired someone above them and you're just moving people up through the ranks. None of which are good ideas, right? If you can do the right things, and these people who go to work for you, I've got people that have worked with me for 20-plus years. Some people working with me for 27 years now. Think about that. Actually, I got one guy that's worked with me for 30 years. Now, how do you not see the value of having a team of people that are all pulling on the same rope, the same direction for 25 or 30 years, what that's going to accomplish for you? And how many people can you get on that rope pulling the same direction? And the day that one of them gets tired and says, you know what, I got a different direction. Yeah, I understand. Go get yourself your own rope. There's no problem with that. Go get your own rope. Pull it wherever you want to pull it. Just don't pull mine any other direction than where we want to go. That's the secret here. You have that ability to go get your own rope and then enlist other people to pull on it with you so you don't have to do all the work. But you have to have a plan. You have to have a map. You have to have a system. You have to have a business of some kind that will work. So that's what we want you to get. We're going to take a short break. Our number here is 877-711-5211. Phone lines are open. You're welcome to call in, bring up whatever points you'd like to bring up about this topic. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a short period with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Here's the last segment. If you want to call in, our number is 877-711-5211. Phone lines are open, but I'm going to hit the mailbag now. I've got an email here that... pretty interesting. It says, I spoke with Steve Davis yesterday on the radio and wanted to say thank you to you as well for the inspiration over the past 8 years. Last Tuesday morning, I walked out of the plant as a retired man of 56 years of age. Today I close on single family number 39, and considering my passive partnerships in a Galleria multifamily deal with Curtis, I feel the goal of 80 doors by my son's 18th birthday, May 1st, 2017, is now reached. Homes have two doors. I don't know what that means. I came to Lifestyles. Oh, 80 doors, 39 properties, two doors each. Okay, I get it. I came to Lifestyles about 8 years ago as a single dad with a net worth of about $500,000. Today, it's about six times that. Which I guess would be about $3 million. And the best part is that I will now work when and if I want, and more money every year than the one before. No more shift work, scrambling for child care, or being surrounded by negative people without a map. God bless, Andy. Man, Andy, congratulations, man. That's a great story. I've known you for years, and couldn't help into a nicer guy. I mean, you think about it. Here you are stranded as a single father with the kids. You raised the kids. You built your business, and you kept your job. It's a great job, Andy. Congratulations. Our number here is 877-711-5211. It looks like we've got Aaron from Dallas calling in. Aaron, how can we help you today?
Well, Dale, I've never heard your show before, and I was just driving, and I caught you talking about how managers and business owners should be more like Trump, or have his mindset to hire people with the skill set of people like him. But let me tell you this. I just graduated from business school here in Dallas, and they teach us those same things. It's almost like a pie-in-the-sky ideology or a theology, because let me tell you, as a 36-year-old, I haven't found really one company that's ever had the right people in the right place actually cared about their workers, that actually gave a crap about the people that produce the product that makes them the money. And so what I've seen is, man, those people are so rare. People like Trump, or people that Trump looks for, those are the people like me and you that are the one in the hundreds that can actually take somebody's idea or take somebody's company and make it thrive, because they want the same thing. They want that satisfaction of doing something good, of being a part of something. But, man, people just don't care. You got managers in spots that they shouldn't be in. There's, there's nepotism everywhere I go. I wish I could find somebody to work for, like, to be honest with you, because, man, I go from job to job to job just unsatisfied.
Well, Aaron, I hear your frustration, and I'm glad you picked up our feed today and you got to hear us for the first time. But really what our conversation is really about is that most of us are entrepreneurs. We're doing it for ourselves. So my suggestion to you is to listen to the show a few more times. There's tons of podcasts. You can pick up old shows and get to understand what we're really all about. My suggestion to you, Aaron, is you go start that company and actually instill from the very beginning the theology that you believe that should be the basis for a good company. And when you do that, then two things happen. Number one, you get to work in an environment that you choose because you've created it. And number two, you get the benefit of that. When that thing blossoms because it is so good, you end up getting something and not having a boss going, you know what, Aaron, you worked for me for 10, 15, 20 years. You did a great job, but we don't need you anymore. You know, and they cut you off and you've got nothing. You're just left out in the cold again. So I recommend you look into doing stuff for yourself. Have you ever thought about that?
I have, and that's one thing I went to school for. Is like, I've got tons of ideas. I can just come up with tons of things to do, but I never knew how to put it to the ground and run with it. Now I do, but just finding other like-minded people is really hard to find those people that actually want to make a difference and actually want to create a good product and that want to actually touch other people. It's hard to find those people.
Well, let me suggest this to you. Remember, you can be as much of a skeptic as you want in life. I'm a pure skeptic, but why don't you go over and visit Lifestyles Unlimited? Go visit there, talk to the people, come to one of the free events, because everybody at Lifestyles is just like us. We're a group of people that found each other that are all entrepreneurial spirited. We believe that it should be fair, it should be right, and we're building businesses based on that. So you should probably just get in there just for no other reason than to hang out with like-kind people that you would feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Like I said, I never even had been on this part of the dial before, and struck a chord with me. I was like, wow, this guy's talking like he knows what he's talking about.
Well, you know, there's always a reason for everything, Aaron. We all find things because we're looking. You just don't realize it. And I think you might have found something you really like when you get into it.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling in. Good luck.
Right. Bye-bye.
You know, it's an interesting thing. You know, he's 36 years old, and he still hasn't found a place he's comfortable yet. That's a long time to be looking. He's gone to college. He's gotten the information. Now he's got to do something with it and make it happen. But I think he will. Sounds like he's looking in the right direction. For the rest of you out there, remember this. As we go into doing this stuff, we're not doing it just to make a little bit more money. These stories are incredible. These are people that have an incredible lifestyle because of the decisions they've made. Now it's time this year for you to do the same thing. You need to get out there and make some decisions in your life. Donald Trump would say, let's get it planned, let's get it conceived, believe in, achieve it, and get it done now. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
BizTalk Radio.